during the week. And the Caroline, who is in there at this particular time, hoping God always answers our prayers. We are grateful to see the Kangas as well today here and the Mtasas. God is good all the time. Today, I just want to draw your attention to the talk entitled Living in the Presence of God. I think the scriptures read precluded all these things which I am going to touch here, particularly the verses, which he reminds us about the presence of God, about the power of God. Last month, it was a month of Ramadan. So where I'm working, a number of people were taking turns to go to some places to pray. I happened to be the person who cares for those places. And at least I was watching a photo of my daughters and my family. One guy from prayer said, "Oh, who are these?" Then I said, "These are my daughters." He said, "Oh, can you give me one?" I said, "No, I can't give you. It's a matter of their choice." Then he said, "No, you know, if I marry her, she will become a Muslim and she will be so good." I said, "Well, they are very good, they are Christians. And they make their own decisions." Then he said, "How many times do you pray a day?" "You see, I've been praying. I said, "We don't have a specific number of times to pray a day." He said, "Where do you pray here?" I said, "We don't have a place where to pray, especially when I'm here at work. But I believe that any time is prayer time. You say you pray five times a day, but I think I pray more than that because I pray driving, I pray eating, I pray when I sleep, I pray when I'm seated there, even when I'm walking around here, I do pray. So I don't have any specific time." I said, "Where do you face when you pray?" Then I said, "My heart knows where God is because God is spiritual. And the God is here. So you can't face anywhere thinking God is there." So I said, "No, you have to face something." I said, No. You can do so. I don't worship idols. I worship God, God who is omnipresent, God who is here, God who is all over. Because his presence is all over, therefore he is omnipresent. So you don't determine where he is. He is here. My God, whom I worship. Do you have to take a plane to go all those?" He said, "Yes, we go there once a year." I said, No. You worship idols. But here I worship God. So my God is present here. Our title today is Living in the Presence of God. One person who is a good example who lived in the presence of God, although he was occasionally sinning, was David, the king, King David. By the way, he is the one who had this vision also of thinking of putting up a temple for God. Although God said, "You are not clean, may be your son." So, he was always in the presence of God. One person who confessed sins I know in the Bible is David in Psalm 51, meaning that he was always confessing his sins. He claimed he was in the presence of God. He wrote more books than anyone. He is the psalmist. And David, his psalms, he claims to be in the presence of God. And many people, or many writers, or many commentators, Bible commentators, these Bible scholars, they say David was a type of Christ. Because what he was speaking somewhere, you could hear that this is Christ speaking. So his book is anointed, the Psalms. One place, even if he was a fugitive, without any place where to dwell, but going around, running away for safety from Saul, from King Saul. He's the one who wrote a boisterous psalm in Psalm 23, when he said, the Lord is my shepherd. One verse says that he sets a dinner in front of my enemies. How? He was in the wilderness, but he puts words like this, seeing that he had that faith which was extraordinary. That was David. Before I go further, I will ask Mark to read something as well, a verse, which can be a combination of this presence of God.
Reading from Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest upon each one of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now we're staying in Jerusalem, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in their own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? And now is it each of us hears them in his own native language?
Yes.
And 1 Kings 19. The Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. And a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah?
Amen. Thank you, Mark. As I said, that the scripture which is going to be read is just a combination of the presence of God and who God is. I gave you an example when this guy asked me about what posture we take when we pray, how many times we pray, where do we face, where is God, something like that. Does God answer our prayers? Yes, my God answers prayer. So, the last one which he read, Mark, it speaks really about when Elijah came to the presence of God. He was waiting, having heard that God was going to pass by. There, he was right in the cave inside. He heard a noise, a terrible noise, which was like a whirlwind. But he realized that God was not in the whirlwind. Then came an earthquake, which shook the mountains and teared the rocks. God was not in it. Then came fire. You know what fire is. But God was not in it. Then came a gentle voice, or you can call it a still small voice. That was God. People today, they want to hear the noise. They want to see big things happening, or they want to see stones cracking. That's why false prophets today, when they come, they want to show some miracles or something which will draw your attention, like they will say, I can make the wind rush, or I can make you fall. I can make you do this and so forth. That's what they do. They even go to the magicians to find something which can make you fall. So many people fall in modern churches today because people are trying to have that power, which is power from God, but their power is not the power which we call dunamis from God. Power of God is wonderful. God is gentle. God, people think of making noise makes God hear you better. That's not true. That's why you see many people who pray shouting to God. God doesn't answer their prayers. They go unanswered. Or they try to go into the bush and they shout in the wilderness. Or even fasting, crying to God, shouting that you can hear them from afar. But you see that God doesn't answer them. They are only making their own noise. They are only starving themselves, fasting without knowing who God is. God is a spirit, God and a person. He listens. He knows what you want even before you open the mouth. That is God. You just tell him what you want. It's like when we are in this room, I want John to give me something there. If I shout, John, give me, make a noise which can be heard outside in the flats there. So he should quickly take me to the mental hospital. But I think if I can speak to him, move closer, I say, John, can you help me, give me, whether it's money or something. He will listen to me and understand and answer me properly or give me straightway the thing. But you find that people are trying to force God to do what they want when they don't believe in him. But living in the presence of God, you are safe because you can speak to God and God can do something to you. You can ask for something. God can give you anytime, any moment. You don't have to wait to go to another place where you turn to face the other direction so that you can speak to God and God can hear you. You can speak to God standing. You can speak to God sleeping. You can speak to God kneeling. You can speak to God anyhow. Because he asked me, on what posture do you pray? Prayer is just speaking to God. And they speak gently. Even if you are on the phone, telephone, speaking to somewhere there. If you shout, you are making noise for the person, for the receiver. But you need to speak gently so that the receiver can hear you and answer you. Then you can have a conversation together there. Our God, the God I know, the God, our Creator, is a God who knows even what you are going to pray about tomorrow or next week before you start to pray today. So you don't need to do all these things. Most of the people, those who are money makers, they would tell people that we have to pray, everybody. Maybe they tell the whole world, actually. I remember one pastor who tells the whole world, we are not going to eat for so many days, fasting for this and this and this. But let's give that money to God, the money which we are supposed to eat. So you will fast the whole month, and the money, your dinners, all those monies you put into the thing, into the bank, something like that. So stealing in the word, using the word of God is very, very unfair. I think when we are Christians, when we are children of God, we are going to be faithful and follow God accordingly. In the book of Peter 3, 2 Peter 3, verse 8, Peter saw the people who were being persecuted. They were worried about the time which was running out, because they wanted to go to heaven quickly. They had heard that Jesus is coming now. So they were worried. They said, "Where is he?" Then Peter here says that, "But beloved, be not be ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." That is what Peter said. So I used to worry about why scientists say there are 65 million since the world was created. When you hear the Peter is talking about one day is like 1,000 years. Not 1,000, thousands of years. It's hard to understand this. Even people cannot understand the prophecy in Daniel or Revelation, because he speaks about these numbers, these figures. Years, like days, then the interpreters have spoken about years. So, time factor versus God, it is different from us. When we preach, we say, "He is coming now, 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 now." As if we are not going to die before he comes. Then all those who preached to me, telling me that he was coming then, and they are no more, they are gone. So that's where I come to understand Peter here, when he says 1,000 years versus one day. In the book of Psalm 84, verse 10, we read twice, and my brother had this vision of making it a coincidence with what I also had sent to Pastor John, where it reads, "For a day in thy courts is better than 1,000 days elsewhere. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked." A day in the courts of God is better than 1,000 days when you are outside. Have you felt something when you didn't come to church one day? Myself, I really feel guilty. I don't know why. I feel I've lost something if I miss a day without going to church. I feel I should go to church. The same with my wife. That's why she changed everything for her work, that she needs to be in church by this time. For the last 50 years, it's been going on like that. We've been coming to church like that. Like my daughters or children, you find that they know all the sermons of this world. They can preach any sermon. Free can preach any sermon. Because when I was preaching, when she was younger than me, easily, she was preaching by my side. Every time she was giving me hard time when I go to the pulpit, she would leave her mom and come here, start to preach as I preach, until she grew up. I'm glad she is here today. Caroline, the same. Why? Because what they knew is that we should be at the church at this time. Even my visitors all over the world, nobody can phone me now. Those who can phone me now are those who have been told about me, but they don't know me. Those who know me, they can't phone me now. I can't receive any phone. Because they know between 11 and 12, I'm in church. So it is the obligation which I made that I needed to be in the presence of God every day. But there is one day which is set aside. Our day is the Lord's day, which is Sunday. That's when we can come and converse with our God and have communion with our brothers and sisters. have fellowship together. David had that same thing. In Psalm chapter 27, verse 4, David says this. One thing have I desired of the Lord. One thing have I desired of the Lord. That will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. When Jesus was teaching his disciples about humility, about repentance, about becoming a child of God, about being born again, I think it's Matthew 18, verse 10, where he said, don't despise these little ones, for they look at the face of our Father in heaven every moment. Don't despise them. So being in the presence of God, you are safe because you get what you need. You speak to the really person you need to speak to. You are in the will of the Lord, and the Lord will direct all your ways. When you get disturbed, you only say God. You think about God, then in a minute, you find that you are in a good mood again. You are happy. You have peace. Because our God is a God of peace. Our God is a God of love. Our God is holy. The moment when you think bad about somebody, you quickly repent. You say, oh God, may you forgive me, please. Then God will forgive you at that particular moment before you go any further. Before you start uttering bad words, which can make you get cursed by God. You repent because you are in the presence of God. I want to invite all the members today that try to be in the presence of God. Even if you didn't come to church, but keep yourself safe so that you are in the presence of God and God is by yourself. Pray always. Prayer should be in your heart, like your breath. That is what is meant in the first command that says that love your God with all your soul. It means that you have to love him the way you breathe. That means that you love him like the way you live. When you breathe, you are alive. When you stop breathing, you are dead. So when you breathe, when you think about God, you are safe and you are keeping that commandment which was repeated by Jesus Christ. So my brothers and sisters, I just wanted to remind you of this thing. Then in Psalm 122 verse 1, he says, is the same David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Many people are not glad when they are invited to the house of the Lord. Oh, I'm busy today. There is a big football. I am busy today. I've got a club meeting. I'm busy today. I've got a special thing to do. I've got a special friend to see. David says that I was glad when they said to me, let us go into the house of God. Do you feel glad too? When people say, let us go to the house of God, most people are not glad to go to the house of God. Sometimes say, let's go to church. Ah, we go to church, how long will it take? We go to church today. Ah, no, today I can't make it. A good excuse. They just say, I can't make it, as easy as that. I find it hard myself not to make it to go to church. So, brothers and sisters, as a pastor of the gospel, I want to persuade you that you need to wake up, you need to shake up, you need to start afresh and move closer to the Lord, Jesus Christ. Move closer to God. Then you would have love, peace, and holiness. Father, we come to you this afternoon. We thank you for this fellowship. We thank you for the church. That, Lord, you can come together with our brothers and sisters, see each other, pray for each other, shake each other. Father, we thank you that you loved us and you chose us to be members of the fellowship here. May you bless our families, bless our children, bless our friends, bless our relatives and everybody. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.